Five on the Mark and Kim Show. It's Breakfast with Mark and Kim and Josh Groban. Feeling good this morning.
We have listeners from all over Southern California that have come in to meet Josh Groban. And, I mean, it's so funny because, you know, when Josh is speaking, it's like the mask kind of drops a little bit. A lot of whites of the eyes. Rodrigo, we've got a question from, what's your name?
My name is Barbara Coker.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Got a quick question. My daughter is performing in Washington, D.C. this weekend.
All right.
And she wanted me to ask you what you do to prepare so you don't have stage fright.
Oh, good question. Well, first thing I would tell her is that stage fright is extremely normal. It's something I tackle every single night, no matter how much I'm doing this, and no matter how large the audience is or how small the audience is, I get very, very scared. And but I think breathing is the most important thing, you know, off stage and on, you know, just making sure that you've warmed up enough and you know the songs enough so that even when your brain tells you can't do it, your technique tells you can.
Sleep.
It's good, you know, practice that song to death because it's going to be so important because when the nerves do hit on stage and you feel like this is going to be just a major shutdown, you know, this is not going to happen tonight, you know, you know, the fact that you've practiced it means that a little bit you can just kind of you can kind of coast it because
we've all gotten up in front and maybe had to speak whether at church or in front of your work and you do have those heebie-jeebies.
Oh yeah.
When do they leave you? Is it the minute you finally start or does it continue while you're performing for a little while?
I try to get it to leave me maybe 10 minutes before I go on stage. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to have just, you know, a moment to myself backstage where I can just run around or scream or you know, whatever it is, you know, just hit a pillow or whatever.
Forgetting the words.
What about take a shot?
Can't do that because of his voice. If you forget the words, you just go on. I mean, you don't. Do you take it?
I've made up words before.
Yeah.
I'm.
especially the ones in French. Where
no, actually, you know what? No,
nobody would know.
The ones
anyway.
In the foreign language are actually the ones that I remember most. It's the English songs. And sometimes I'll just make up a word or two. And
interesting. And what's your name?
Lam Sing Nguyen.
Hi, Lam Sing.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Josh. I love you more even now.
I love you more, too. Thank you.
You were so great on Ally McBeal. I was wondering if you see any more acting in your future.
Well, thanks. I had an amazing time on Ally McBeal. That was such a fun experience because it was so out of my element. I hadn't really done, except for, you know, theater acting, anything professional in the acting world. And I had such a great time, and the cast was so wonderful to work with, and it was so great to kind of get out of the music thing for a little bit. That yes, I would love to do some more acting. I think that there's a lot of similarities between, you know, acting and music and singing, and so you know, it'd be fun. So I'm reading a bunch of scripts right now, and if the right time came, I'd love to do some more film or maybe theater even.
You're listening to the Mark and Kim Show at 7:48 with Josh Groban. And Josh, what kind of scripts are coming your way that? I mean, here it is. We're in Tinseltown right here.
I know we are.
People,
so
you say, yeah, I'm reading scripts, and that means they're 50 scripts that just
sure.
got heard right now that says, oh, I'm going to send them to Josh.
Some of them are real possibilities that you feel like this is something that I could tackle because, you know, I don't want to choose something that I think would be over my head. You know, I'd want to pick the kind of the right role and the right part. And
would you play, I don't know, a singer?
It depends on the role. You know, I get asked a lot, you know, do you have anything against singing in a movie or not singing in a movie?
Maybe Kevin Costner could be a bodyguard to...
There you go. You never know.
Carry me around.
This is it's 04. We could go ahead and do that if you're comfortable.
You know, anything's possible, but, you know, some of them are real possibilities and some of them are just entertaining reads.
Got another question in the back there.
What's your name?
My name's Lonnie Bartlett.
Hi, Lonnie.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Love to be here. Thanks for inviting us. Josh, have you ever sung in a complete opera? And if not, are you going to?
I've not ever sung in a complete opera.
Needs to eat.
Now that's funny.
I'm waiting a little bit to do the opera.
Give me another 200 pounds.
Exactly.
I'm all over.
Exactly. I'm working on this breakfast plate first, but. You know, the opera thing, I've loved opera so much.
You are so weird.
I know.
A 23-year-old loves opera.
I loved opera when I was 14, 15.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
I find that...
Well, did your parents play it around the house?
They did, and they introduced me to a lot of it, you know, growing up in Los Angeles, which is just such a melting pot of so many different cultures. Certainly not the opera capital of the world, but, you know, the L.A. Opera had tons of productions coming through, and And so, you know, they would introduce me to classical music and opera, and they would take me to youth programs at the LA Philharmonic. And so it was something that I was very much interested in, and I have such a great respect for it that I've kind of wanted to wait a little bit, actually, to start doing the opera.
But you know, when you talk about opera and how heavy people used to do opera, well, how does that weight affect singing? I mean, really.
I think more and more, you know, if you flip through an opera news or something, you know, you see more and more people that are really...
Show of hands how many flip through opera news. Okay.
I just totally just geeked out there for a second. But, you know, okay, so I flip through opera news every once in a while just to catch up, you know, on what's going on.
Hey, by the way, did you hear what singer is sleeping with what singer?
Exactly. At my pad, you'll find a Maxim and an Opera
to
News.
The opera gossip page.
But, you know, I think that more and more people are realizing that your health is important for your voice, you know, and it's there are, you know, certainly there have been a number of large singers and it hasn't affected their voice one iota, but I think that being healthy is best.
One more question there, Rodrigo.
Hi, Josh.
What's your name?
My name is Lourdes Martin. Hi, Josh. I love your voice.
Thank you. I love your shirt.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hold on. Before anything, her hand is shaking and it's clammy. Relax there.
Don't shake. Would you like to come up here and hug Josh?
Come here.
She knocked Rodrigo down.
Oh, my God. Help.
Wow. That's great. And there's a little side movement.
Sweet. He's giving her a big hug.
Oh, and now she wants a picture.
That is so sweet.
Here it goes. Nothing, and she got the picture. Fantastic.
You guys, I'm injured.
That was smooth.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry, what were we doing? She was going to ask a question.
Oh. You mean you just didn't want to knock me over, right?
Josh,
are you okay, Lourdes?
Yes.
We were almost dancing there for a second.
I just would love to know what high school did you attend and what college did you go to?
Wow,
That's it.
I graduated from Los Angeles County High School for the Arts, and it's a great school on the campus of Cal State Los Angeles, and it's a public school with an audition-based arts program, and it's the place where I really, really developed such a love for arts education and have so many great friends that I still have today. And then I wound up getting accepted to Carnegie Mellon University for musical theater, which is an amazing theater program, and then just got a little sidetracked. But I hope to go back to school.
You know what? I think it's a tragedy in, you know, with the cutbacks in education today, that so much of the arts has been removed from our curriculum.
Mm-hmm. It is.
If you think about this, and you know, you're right about the Performing Arts High School in Los Angeles, where I'm fortunate enough to know a couple of kids that are going there right now, mm-hmm. very, very talented.
Yeah.
You know, what could you imagine having this guy's talent lost because, you know, you didn't get the education and stuff wasn't offered? I mean, thank God for your mother and your father.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Talent.
They were so supportive right away, and you're so right about the fact that art programs all over the state and the country are being cut at such an alarming rate. And it's one of the reasons why I decided to be spokesperson of Music Matters, which is the program with the LA Phil to raise awareness for arts education. Because, you know, at LACSA, the LA County High School for the Arts, you know, we all came from so many different backgrounds. We all had different arts that we loved, but we all had one kind of light at the end of the tunnel, which was the arts,
right.
And we all became friends because of it. And whether or not we did it professionally or not, you know, some of us wanted to do it professionally, some of us just wanted to do it because we needed to express ourselves. But mm-hmm. it was so important.
And the thing is, though, is that those with you that you went to school with that aren't going to be professionals and have the success that you have with their exposure to the arts, that they'll pass on to their kids. Who knows what we've got waiting in the future for
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
It's Josh Groban here on the Mark and Kim Show, 7:53. Stay with us. More music from Josh Groban on the way here at Coast 103.
Let's get a traffic update. We do have Mike Nolan on the Coast 103 Lexus Dealers Airport.